a bishop in the United States sent me the three volumes, the three textbooks for training prominent deacons. And he was not comfortable with those textbooks. So he sent me those textbooks for me to examine. I spent maybe 6 weeks going through the books. Then, because he asked me, I wrote back the bishop what I thought of those books. And I told him they're no good. Well, then, the priest who's behind those books, he wrote to me, because I thought my letter to the bishop, a long letter, maybe 10 pages, my letter to the bishop would remain confidential. He sent my letter to the bishop who gave the imprimatur. So I was in trouble. So then the priest who wrote the books for that bishop, he sent me a blistering letter. And well, I was kind. It was not a blistering letter that I wrote back, but I told him what I thought of his theology. And he wrote to my provincial. In fact, his bishop wrote to my provincial. And I got orders from my provincial. Stop your correspondence. And I was happy. Well, those books are on the market. So, then, this is number four. In the clerical state, and this is brand new in the Catholic Church, a man becomes a cleric now only when he is ordained a deacon. In other words, for centuries, and I would say for 1900 years, a man became a cleric, a clergyman, and had all kinds of both privileges and some responsibilities when he was given tonsure. And tonsure came at the beginning of the studies in theology. But the Second Vatican Council erased that. And now the law is a man becomes a cleric and therefore is subject to and dependent on ecclesiastical authority only when he's ordained deacon, and not 1 hour before. And why is that? Because so many men have been ordained and were not prepared for ordination. In so many seminaries, I've said before, what they are learning is not good theology. Young men that I was counseling, studying for the diocesan priesthood in the Midwest, he being taught some awful things, and his faith was clear, so we were in correspondence, and I told him what the church really teaches. I gave him some books to read, and we were in correspondence, and I told him, keep your mouth shut. Because if you criticize your teachers, you'll never be ordained. So he made it. He was ordained. met him just a few weeks ago. He is still very grateful because, except for his judgment, that man would never have been ordained priest. Finally, the Second Vatican Council began something brand new. He has started what is called the Institution of Ministers. In other words, the Catholic Church introduced what we call now the ministry. That those pages you gave me was over to Romano. Can I hold on to them while I'm here in Calcutta? From Lusovito Romano? I will return them when I leave Calcutta. In other words, there are so many people now who are confused. Minister of this and minister of that. That's what the Protestant clergymen are called. They're called ministers. Well, but a priest, he is no mere minister. So the church instituted the Institute of Ministry. Now, there are especially two ministries. The ministry of reader and the ministry of acolyte. And sisters, you may be surprised, you may even be offended, but I have to tell you what the Church teaches. The Second Vatican Council wanted and prescribed this institution of the ministry. And there are two ministries which the Second Vatican Council ordered. The ministry of reader or lector and the ministry of acolyte. The ministry of reader, lector, is the one who would then be specially trained and dedicated to be a lector. To read. Read what? Read at Mass. Do the first readings. And the acolyte. Well, to help and serve the priest and the altar. And both ministries in the Vatican Council are reserved to men, masculine gender. And both these ministries are to be received by a man before being ordained either to the diaconate or later ordained to the priesthood. In other words, these two ministries replace what used to be minor orders. And sisters, women acolytes, women servers at Mass. We must say were and have been allowed by the present Holy Father, but there is no written document of Pope John Paul II on that subject. And the verb is, he was coerced. Coerced. That's what he spoke. Well, Pope Paul VI, I think I told you, was coerced coerced to introduce the vernacular into the Mass and the sacraments.